Welcome back once again here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're going to talk about some fall parasites and, of course, those cows that are drying off as well. Dr. Kurt Vliestra joins us now. He's with Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health. First of all, let's talk about parasites because we're into fall now and it's something we got to keep on top of.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is the time of the year where we start to see things cool off. In a couple of months, the hair coats are going to start to get pretty long on some of those cows, heifers especially. And that traps some of the warmth against the coat, and the cold temperatures outside creates a moist environment on the skin of the cows, and that's perfect for lice and mange.
So what are some things that we need to look for, maybe some of the telltale signs, and then how we prevent it in the first place?
And certainly you can see outward overt signs of external parasites, lice. You'll see patches of hair loss. You'll see animals rubbing against gates and licking a little bit more than normal. But we know that there's a subclinical form of that as well, where we don't see the hair loss and don't see a lot of itching, but the cows are a little bit less comfortable. And when they're less comfortable, they don't lay down and chew their cud, and that's when they make their milk. So keeping the cows comfortable, external parasite control is important for that.
So if you notice some issues, is it better to treat the entire herd or just those that are affected?
Yeah, great question. So certainly if you want to break the cycle of lice or mange, the only way to do that is to treat the whole herd. Sometimes even if you see a lot of animals that have the hair loss, I usually recommend keeping track of those animals and maybe coming back and finding them, because there might be multiple stages of the life cycle. You might have to give a second treatment for some of those animals. But yeah, whole herd treatment, don't go too early, because again, we're a little bit ahead of it. And it seems like lately, especially in this area, upper Midwest, it's been a little bit colder later into the new year, February. So if you pour here in early October, you might not get the duration. So I rule of thumb for me has always been sometimes between Thanksgiving and the new year.
Is it important to just have a control plan in place, or do we wait till we see the effects?
Yeah. I mean, if you wait till you see, it's like a lot of things. If you wait till a calf has got its head down and drooling to treat them, you're going to be behind the eight ball. And so treating the whole herd really before you see a significant amount of animals that have clinical symptoms is going to be more beneficial to your herd.
What about thoughts on treating our dry cows, keeping them as healthy as possible? Because that's an important part of their kind of downtime, per se, and getting ready to kick up milk production as they grow that calf.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're into exercise or anything like that, it's when you get done with the exercise, especially a long walk or a long run, you feel like taking a break. So think about these cows. They've essentially run this metabolic marathon for the past year, and they're looking forward to their little two-month vacation or whatever. And so taking care of them during that transition from lactating to dry, to get them into that restful period as soon as possible, let them enjoy that break as much as they can.
And what about, I mean, the temperatures are fluctuating so much. Do we have any respiratory concerns we need to be thinking about as we get into the fall?
Yeah, certainly. You know, the changing weathers, like I mentioned, for the parasites, it creates a lot of issues especially for calves. Don't have a fully mature immune system yet. And so you'll have these big temperature swings. It'll get up into the 70s during the day, maybe even 80s, and then get down into the 40s at night. And so we'll have some heavier fogs and, again, a lot of moisture in the environment that make it more challenging for the animals in terms of the fluctuations for stress. But then that moisture makes it a lot easier for viruses and bacteria to be transmitted. So it's a good time of the year to be aggressive and diligent watching animals that need to be treated, but also maybe upping your vaccine strategy.
So where does a dairy producer need to go to find out all the information we just talked about today?
Well, I mean, certainly you want to be in touch with your veterinarian that you work with on the farm. They're going to know your farm better than anybody. And then in addition, we have a lot of resources that you can reach out or you can find at our website, BoehringerIngelheim.com.
All right, at World Dairy Expo, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.